RV. Radio UNAD Virtual, emisora de la UNAD, Colombia, para una audiencia global.
Las opiniones expresadas a continuación son única y exclusivamente responsabilidad de los invitados y no comprometen a Radio UNAD Virtual.
Muchos años después.
A year ago, these cops and lawyers wouldn't dare cross.
Chiamo la nostra fedeltà. Alle altri.
Un 15-jähriger Junge auf mysteriöse Weise verschwunden.
Colonel Aureliano Buendía.
Moi, je peux vous mettre des bains.
Même pour vous, vaut mieux vous évanouir.
Nome, fama, dinheiro.
Here's my card.
A gente tá junto nessa, com essa família que ninguém pode.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Turn up the volume.
Y déjate llevar.
Music.
Entertainment.
Y todo lo que quieres escuchar.
Everything in just one place.
Share.
Enjoy.
Discover.
Practice.
And learn.
In Billionaire. Let's go.
Programa del Instituto Virtual de Lenguas de la UNAD.
Hi there, welcome back to In Vilo Air. Today we're talking about a lifestyle that sounds like a dream to many people. For example, working from a beach in Bali, answering emails from a cafe in Lisbon, or attending meetings from a cabin in the mountains. We are talking about digital nomads. How are you doing, my digital pals?
Hello, Paulo. It sounds very interesting to be at the beach in Bali, working, or answering emails in a cafe in Lisbon. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds very nice.
And it's so plausible.
Well, technology has changed the way we work and live. And millions of people are discovering that they don't need a traditional office to work. Instead, all you need is just a laptop, a stable internet connection, and maybe a passport.
While it may sound like a permanent vacation, being a digital nomad comes with challenges, opportunities, and a lot of interesting stories. Today we'll explore where this movement started, why it became so popular, and whether it's really as glamorous as social media makes it seem. So grab your coffee, imagine your office with an ocean view, and let's do it!
No rumors, no fluff, just the cold hard truth. This is Only Facts. Your go-to source for everything you need to know.
You know it feels so good when I know you're skanking with me.
For those ones who are gonna have lunch in Singapore, we have some datasos to share in your table. The first one is, the term digital nomad was first popularized in 1997 by Tsuyu Makimoto and Debbie Manners in their book Digital Nomad. They predicted that technology would allow people to work from anywhere in the world.
Yeah, as you can imagine, at that time, that idea sounded like science fiction. Right? In 1997, very few people had high-speed internet, and smartphones didn't even exist. So today, their prediction has become reality. And according to recent studies, there are more than 35 million digital nomads around the world. Can you imagine that?
Yep.
The United States has the largest community, but countries like Portugal, Thailand, Indonesia, and Mexico have become favorite destinations.
Or even Colombia with Medellin. And also, did you know that several countries now offer that digital nomad visas? These are special visas that allow remote workers to live legally in another country while working online. Yeah. So, by the way, I'm gonna greet our favorite digital nomad partner, Nicolas. How are ya?
Hi everyone, Caro, Pablo, Steph.
Hello, Nico. How are you?
Yeah, well.
Nico was working maybe in Uzbekistan.
Yeah, actually, in a different place. That is gonna be kind of surprising.
She's joining us today remotely.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you that there's a digital nomad visa, which is from Portugal, and it has been very popular these days because it allows remote workers to stay for up to a year and even apply for a residency later on. Estonia was actually one of the first countries to launch this type of visa in 2020.
Yeah, and there are other countries like Spain and I don't know.
Yeah, Portugal, Croatia, Estonia, Greece, Costa Rica, and even some Caribbean nations now offer these visas. In most cases, applicants need to prove that they work remotely, have health insurance, and earn a minimum monthly income. Yeah, if you have those things working well, then you can work there remotely.
Very nice. And we are here in our desks. Anyways, governments realize that digital nomads, they contribute to local economies by renting apartments, eating at local restaurants, and even using local services without competing directly for local jobs. So with this is also some call in Spanish gentrification also, because no everything is so nice.
Gentrification.
Gentrification in English, yes. Yep.
Yes, and some countries even promote themselves as remote work paradises. For example, Barbados introduced the welcome stamp, allowing remote workers to stay on the island for an entire year while continuing their jobs online.
If you ask me, it sounds amazing for me to conceive the idea that having a laptop in a reliable internet connection can open many doors to living in different places that once seemed impossible for all of us. Mm-hmm. In a way, passports and Wi-Fi have become the ultimate travel companions.
Yeah, definitely. And guess what? During COVID-19, millions of workers discovered that they could do their jobs from home. Then many people asked themselves, okay, if I can work from home, why can't I work from anywhere?
Yeah, and even those platforms like Zoom, Meet, Teams,
Skype.
Before Skype. Mm-hmm.
In that moment,
they didn't realize that after the pandemic, and they, let's say, restructured their platforms in order to have wider banda.
Connection,
yeah. Let's say, yeah, in order to have more people connected at the same time, and the filters and the backgrounds and all that, because before that, there were not anything of that.
Something that is fascinating too is that nowadays many digital nomads are working as freelancers, software developers, teachers, writers, graphic designers, content creators,
influencers, and YouTubers. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Nowadays, most of the activities we do in terms of work are mediated by technology, and if we can do it in any place, so that's even more interesting.
The teaching arts. There are many teachers around the world that teaches English, Spanish, Italian, any languages you have, or any science or any art. They can do it traveling the world, meanwhile they're teaching. So it's very interesting.
Yeah, and finally, research shows that many digital nomads value experiences more than possessions.
Yeah.
Right? Instead of buying expensive things, they invest in travel, learning new cultures, and personal growth.
Experiences. Yeah. So, let's continue.
Te invitamos a escuchar Tejiendo Palabras, todos los jueves a las 10 de la mañana. Un programa del Sistema Nacional de Educación Permanente, SINEP. Escúchanos por Radio UNAD Virtual.
¿Te gustaría explorar las profundidades del conocimiento y descubrir las maravillas del pensamiento humano? Únete a nosotros en este viaje de autodescubrimiento y aprendizaje constante. Sintoniza Palabreando con Sofía y deja que la luz del conocimiento ilumine tu camino. No te pierdas ni un solo episodio Palabreando con Sofía, todos los martes 9 de la mañana en Radio UNAD Virtual, tu emisora universitaria.
The Hype. Si es vital, está aquí. Siente el hype.
Is that bitch a clock? Yeah, it's thick 30. I've been through a lot, but I'm still flirty. Is everybody back up in the building?
And now, if you were open Instagram or TikTok, I don't have TikTok, you probably seen people working on their laptops from tropical beaches, and social media is full of videos showing a day in the life of a digital nomad. Or a day in the life of a digital nomad. Yeah, people wake up, do yoga, answer a few emails, and they spend the afternoon surfing and exploring a new city, and in the meanwhile they can check on the cell phones if there is a meeting or a message from their work.
But here's the thing, not everything might be as perfect as it looks. Maybe there are many influences promoting the idea that digital nomadism is a never-ending vacation, but if you check it carefully, it also includes deadlines, unstable internet connection, that says, and something that maybe some people don't pay attention to, which is loneliness.
Yeah, maybe relationships can be affected by this kind of jobs. And one viral trend right now is the rise of co-living spaces. These are communities where digital nomads live and work together. They share apartments, co-working spaces, and even organize networking events. And
there is another huge trend, no?
Yeah, it's workation. I don't know if you...
Workation?
Workation.
Okay.
Have you heard of it?
No.
No, but I can't imagine what is it about.
It's pretty much a combination of work and vacation, where companies allow employees to work remotely from different countries for weeks or even months. Famous destinations such as Bali, Chiang Mai, Lisbon, which is Lisboa but in English, Medellin, and Mexico City have become hotspots for digital nomads because of their affordable living costs and good internet connection.
Gentrification.
Yeah, and there are even websites and apps that rank cities according to internet speed, safety, weather and cost of living specifically for digital nomads. Some people love this lifestyle because every month can feel like a new adventure. Others discover that constantly moving from one place to another can be extremely exhausting. I think that it can be overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
At the beginning, it is very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, the new adventure, everything is interesting, but then... Maybe.
It becomes also a routine at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's pretty interesting. And with this, have you heard this? Virtual work week. Have you heard about that?
Yeah.
It's here in Colombia and in Spanish, Semana de Trabajo Virtual. What is that about? Colombia becoming or tries to be part of this movement. They created this week, this virtual work week, and this belongs or promotes better initiatives in this week, yeah, in order to gather people, in order to work, and having some connections and networking and all these new terms in English and in Spanish towards the virtual communication and work.
Yeah, and this initiative is led by Joana Yuha. She's a well-known advocate of remote work in Latin America. And through programs such as the Virtual Work Week, she promotes, well, you have said before, opportunities for freelancers, remote workers, and professionals interested in the future of work. So if you want to, maybe if you are considering change your job, then you might be interested in participating in these kind of events.
Yeah, I think it sounds interesting for many types of workers, because this is an event where participants go to conferences, workshops, networking sessions, and those are focused on topics such as productivity, digital entrepreneurship, work-life, the balance between work and life, and opportunities that can be created through remote work. And what's really interesting about this is that the event encourages people to rethink the traditional idea of work. And instead of asking people where to work, the idea focuses more on how they can work and how technology can improve their productivity, but overall their life quality.
And
If you want to become a freelancer, then you have to consider this kind of events, because it is not just to say, okay, I'm going to, I don't know, Miami, and then I will start something as a YouTuber or influencer or something like that, or my own business. But you need to know how to do it. Yeah, if you want to take the risk, then you have to get information
to know about
that.
The risk.
Yeah, to know about the
to
risk.
To know about the
yes.
risk, because you don't go, okay, I'm going to go to Barbados and that's it. I go my laptop and I start working out there. On what?
Yeah.
What is the risk of this? Maybe you are not so, I don't know, workable on this, and it affects you professionally. So you have to take into account that.
Yeah, it has to be planned. It sounds mm-hmm. fun and simple, but it's not as simple as it sounds.
Yeah, but you don't have to go abroad to another country. You know what? In recent years, Colombia itself has become an attractive destination for digital nomads. Cities such as Medellin and Bogota have gained international attention because of their growing co-working communities, affordable cost of living. Okay, in Bogota, okay. We should consider that and vibrant culture scenes. Bogota is an expensive city, but if you don't have to take Transmilenio or something like that, then you can have
it's affordable.
It can be affordable.
And also thinking about Colombia, not just Bogota, and the trips between cities or paradises we have in Colombia are so close, or are closer than any other country. So in that sense, makes the virtual work easier to people. Yeah, even with the Colombians. If you want to, I don't know, working in a desert, you go to Tatacoa, and it's a 3-hour trip, 3-4-hour trip by car. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or even you want to go to see somewhere else, you can take a plane and go to Buenaventura and then a canoe, and that's it. Obviously, there is a price of that. The money is important here in Colombia, but if you got a good job on these virtual scenarios, you can do it.
Maybe our next episode will be from different countries.
Yeah.
Or different cities.
I do not Bali. I don't know. Maybe, yeah. Okay. So, let's go.
Push past your limits. Break through barriers and go beyond the limits of human understanding. Take the extra mile.
So let's go a little deeper. One of the most interesting aspects of digital nomadism is how it changes our idea of home. For many people, home is a physical place. For digital nomads, how often, or home often becomes a feeling rather than a location, right? They build routines in airports, cafes, and co-working spaces.
Yeah, and another interesting aspect is language learning. Of course, living in different countries often pushes digital nomads to learn new languages. Even learning basic expressions can completely transform your experience abroad. Saying thank you, yeah, or ordering food in the local language helps people connect with the community. This is a real immersion into a language and culture.
Research shows how learning languages at the same time as you are traveling can improve your cultural awareness, empathy, and of course, your communication overall. But this lifestyle can be challenging as well. The constant movement from one place to another makes difficult for people to build long-term friendship or relationships in general, as well as maintaining a healthy work-life balance. That's the reason why many experts recommend creating routines, having boundaries from your personal and work time, and building communities and wherever you go.
Yeah, and don't forget that time of freedom or sense of freedom we have on the work style, let's say, because you feel free to do the things you want to do meanwhile you are working. Yeah, so it's like a living experience with new cultures or often designing schedules that I fit their lifestyle better than a traditional office jobs that are even, I don't know, having a vueltas de banco, banking. You know, you can't do it in an office, in a office shift.
Yeah, in a physical one.
Yeah, this kind of freedom. It's not just freedom of having fun and having party. No, you can have the chance to do extra things meanwhile you are working. Yep.
There's another huge benefit about personal growth, because living in a different country makes you develop adaptability, communication, cultural awareness. You learn to solve problems quickly, like on the run, because every new place has new challenges. And many digital nomads have said how traveling inspires creativity, because there's always a new environment, a different language, different people, different cultures. So everything that it involves can change your life perspective.
Yeah, definitely. I understand that, but I don't know. For me, there are downsides too. Constant traveling can become exhausting. Moving from one country to another, or one city to another, means adapting repeatedly to new homes, new people, new routines, and sometimes new languages. That could be, again, as we have said, overwhelming.
Yeah, and on that way, you can meet many people, but at the same time you feel alone.
Yeah,
alone. And that trip alone causes also having that financial uncertainty. Because you don't know, you are living the day right now on that kind of living, but you don't know what happened next, tomorrow or in a month. So that expectation of what is gonna happen makes you, It's not even predictable. You can handle issues like taxes, healthcare, and visas can become complicated. Or even, we have to say this, there are good people and also not too good people. So you have to handle this, and that trip is alone. Yeah, this is one of the another risk to face it. So.
Yeah, and another disadvantage is the so-called always-on culture. When your office is your laptop, it becomes difficult to separate work from personal life. Yeah, so is being a digital nomad worth it? For many people, absolutely, but it's important to understand that this lifestyle is not an endless vacation. It's different. It's a different way of living and working that requires flexibility, discipline. Hey, it's very important. Discipline and resilience. Yes, yes. It is not party every time or all the time.
Yeah, because you don't have the money to do it all the time. And also, this is the biggest lesson. Freedom becomes into responsibilities or goes by hand with this. Because in a real journey of a digital nomad, it isn't about changing places. It's about learning how to feel at home wherever you are. If you're in Bogota, or if you're in Mexico, in Brasilia, in Usme, I don't know.
Anywhere.
One of the best places for working is my home, home sweet home.
Okay. Okay, you are a home nomad.
Yeah. Home okay. Digital nomad.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. Let's go to the polls.
Whether you're a digital nomad or someone who simply dreams of working from a different place one day, this movement reminds us that work and life don't always have to follow traditional rules.
Technology keeps changing the world, and perhaps our office of the future doesn't have walls at all.
And thank you for joining us today. Keep exploring, keep learning, and also keep teaching us, because if you learn, we learn too. So, and remember, share, enjoy, discover, practice, and learn.
Evil on air. Got you hot, look at your face. Know what you're wearing tonight and what it means. You know all the nasty things it's to bring.
Peripherally hitting me with the mind game. Subliminally letting me know that we do play.
Got good sense to know that those you got. You let me own the field and take the yard.
Take this money and buy. Gonna make this money and rob you.
De la UNAD, Colombia, para una audiencia global.